What's going on?
Nothing, just rapping.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you're right. How are the levels?
I don't know. Who's washing their hands and putting down keys?
Kevin's walking around washing his hands asking how the audio
no,
is.
No, I'm not. Great. I'm not washing.
I secured a soundproof booth, and I've been sitting here, and you are washing your hands.
No,
I just
I'm not
need
washing
a minute.
My hands at all. I'm not doing that. I'm
right.
Filling an ice cube tray.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well,
A little bit more practical.
No, I understand.
I'm getting water for my voice.
No, I understand that you need to do that right now, as I'm waiting for you guys.
I mean, I need water for my voice. For audio purposes.
All right, respect the game.
Some good water. All right, I'm good.
Tap water?
No, Brita filter. You know, big baller shit.
You don't buy no Brita filters.
Yeah, I do.
You replace the Brita filter when it's gone every time?
I haven't had to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
I haven't had to do that yet.
All right, so I'll call you in a couple of weeks when you don't replace the filter and you're using it as just a joke.
I already have, like, 10 backup filters.
Yeah, I did the same thing, Kev.
Yeah, Mom did it for me. But.
All right, well, mix around those ice cubes and get your water nice and cold.
It's nice and cold.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Yep. Honestly, let's relax here. Is everybody good? Let's get down to business. We're going to break down the Jeff Bezos divorce for the next 30 to 40 minutes.
Wait.
We're
going
to see
how much. Have you guys heard the stats around that?
That she is going to get roughly $70 to $80 billion.
Yeah, and she is going to be like,
Jesus Christ.
To immediately be the richest woman in the world and like the fifth richest person in the world or something absurd like that.
It's amazing.
It's wild.
That's just how rich Jeff Bezos is.
Yeah. It's staggering. It's crazy.
Well, she's
you know
a novelist. I'm sure she's entitled to a lot of that money. She wrote some
All right, Lem, she's a novelist. Did you look? I looked this up today. She wrote two novels. Okay.
How many novels do you need to be a novelist?
No, but it's one in 2005, then another one 9 years later in 2014, and those are the only books she wrote, and they're both like 250 pages.
Dude, he's really worth $137 billion.
That's so many billions.
And she married him before he was a millionaire. Before he was even a millionaire, they said.
He kind of looks like Hack. Kind of reminds me of Hack.
That's not a good thing.
His weird mannerisms.
It's not a good thing.
It's like a tech guy, but not like a super nerdy tech guy. There's like an in-between tech guy in there somewhere.
There's
like
a broiness to it.
Yeah, well, yes. It's like a regular guy ate a tech guy, and that's what they are now. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right, Kev, can you stop steering the ship into an iceberg right now?
Sorry. Well, it's not an iceberg. It's just, you know, not.
So speaking of icebergs, there's this episode of Rick and Morty that...
Yep.
The Titanic episode where they want an authentic Titanic experience where they hit the iceberg and everyone falls off the ship and all that good stuff. But there's
sure.
an accident that happens where the ship doesn't hit the iceberg and they just like are safely going home and everyone's so pissed. All right, Chris, you're the man in charge here.
I'm the man in charge? What do you mean?
You're always the man in charge when we have three-man pods.
You want me to do the
Yeah,
the
yeah,
intro?
Yeah, you bring
you
us
mean?
In.
Da-na-na-na, bump, bump,
this
bump,
is going to be a minimally edited podcast. Very minimal.
Love it.
No. I'm doing the music. Sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
Is that what the music sounds like to you?
Welcome to Podcast and Chill, a podcast where we chill. As always, this is Chris Drain, joined by Weston Blazy and Kevin Drain. What's going on, guys?
Your tone sounds so dulcet. It's good. You sound like you've been sitting by a radio... And maybe a fire, some hot chocolate, and melted marshmallows. You sound really like low and in control right now.
Do you
that
work at NPR?
Be further opposite than the situation I'm in right now, but I appreciate that.
You do. You have been listening to NPR. You have been.
Yeah. What's it? The Cool Breeze with Chris Drain or something like that. That sounds like what you've been working on for the past couple months. That seems right. Like
well,
a,
I work in a pretty low, not a very hectic work environment. So I guess I'm a little bit chill now.
Well, you've chilled. You've literally chilled. So that's perfect for us. You've done
there you
it.
Go.
So thanks for bringing us in. It's been a while since you've been on and brought us in like that.
Yeah, I think I went a little. I didn't go as over the top as I normally do, but it felt right, you know. So
yeah, we're in two different states,
three different cities.
Oh, that's right. We are in three different states now. Wow, the magic of technology. We have a Masshole. We have a New Yorker, and we have I don't know what is the Wisconsin thing.
Wisconsinite. In the words of T-Pain.
So, Chris, what are we doing here? Tell everybody what we're doing, and hopefully you can explain it better than I planned out that I was going to explain.
Well, I mean, we're going to be breaking down the most hard-hitting questions people have, and that is Disney characters match up in a fight. Who wins? We've all come up with different scenarios, and we're gonna hash it out. We're gonna find out what the people want to know, and
it's
we're
a versus
answer those
episode.
Questions for them.
Yeah, it's a versus episode, and I don't know if I did all Disney characters. I may have cheated on some. I'm unclear on who's Disney sometimes. I just went sort of animated mostly, but I'm pretty sure I'm like 80% Disney.
Can I clarify?
Yeah, sure. Clarify as much as you want.
Anything from the Walt Disney Company, like your classics, like, you know, your Aladdin, your Mulan's, your Lion King, but also Pixar is a Disney.
Right.
So, you know, you got like Monsters, Inc., ones like that. There's no DreamWorks, so there will be no Shrek in this.
No.
Unless somebody put Shrek in it. I just was setting the ground rules there.
All right, but what are here? All right, so we probably should have did this first. The ground rules are, and correct me if I'm wrong here, in this fight to maybe not the death, but in this battle is going to be one character versus another of our choosing, steel cage fight.
It's like a controlled environment. Like, there's no outside interference. There's no, like, using of the elements. It's just straight up, like, their own. Or can we use elements?
This is what we're going to do.
Just their bare hands kind of thing.
It's going to be whatever the character would normally have with them and carry with them and have on them, clothes, whatever, is going to be who it's going to be, unless otherwise specified. So for the steel cage, it's going to be a massive steel cage, not just some tiny UFC thing. And each character is going to fight, and we're going to decide who wins based on complete logic and facts and statistics and things that make complete sense and not just our own opinions. And we want to say, you know, there's a stipulation within the cage or whatever, we can do so as long as we do it beforehand. But the normal match is a steel cage. It's a massive cage. So if a character flies or whatever, that is also in play. So I don't know. Is there anything else to add?
Okay. So it's, don't think of it as like a wrestling steel cage. It's actually like
Thunderdome.
Steel cage idea. It's a Thunderdome.
It's
a Thunderdome. Giant environment.
Yeah, I would say it's more Hunger Games like, where you're like in an enclosed environment, but it's just you and your opponent.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. There's no other stipulations. Let's go. Right? Who wants to go first? Who thinks they have the best one or group of matches?
I have one that's like, I feel like it's pretty obvious, but I feel like it's something that just needs to be answered.
All right.
It is it's really just like a battle of like who is the truly greatest mouse in the Disney universe.
Oh my God! All right.
It's going to be, Mickey Mouse versus the rat from Ratatouille.
Remy from Ratatouille.
Absolutely.
Oh man.
Who is the best Disney mouse?
So they're going in there. What would neither mouse would have any supplies whatsoever. They're
well,
pretty
that's
much
not
naked.
True.
What would they have?
Remy as a chef, would he not have like pans? Knives, no.
Yeah, but he can't carry those things.
I mean, they're small knives.
He's a rat.
I mean, Kevin, you tell us. You create the situation. What do they have? Does he have knives and pants?
He does.
Okay.
He's a rat.
Yeah.
How can he carry a pan?
But I make the rules. He carries them in the movie.
He doesn't. He sits in someone's hair and makes him carry them.
You're right.
This is so flawed. The first
this
one,
is
it's off
All
the
right,
rails.
Kevin, give us your take on this, though. Give us your take. Who did you think would win?
I mean, the obvious choice is Mickey, being as though he's, like, you know, the cornerstone of the Disney franchise. So he's going to have some type of power. And he's also, you know, not a normal mouse. I mean, we're talking mouse and rat, but we'll call it, they're not both mice. We'll call it the rodent of the Disney empire. Sure, rodent, yeah, that works. Mickey is much larger than Remy, but Mickey does seem soft. If I'm not mistaken, is Mickey soft? Would you call Mickey soft?
I feel like Mickey. I mean, anyone who laughs like "ah" is probably pretty soft.
Yes.
So I'm probably not gonna give him the edge in terms of toughness here.
No, but Remy is also French. I'm not sure what that means. I'm just throwing it out there for your interpretation. I mean, if I'm being honest, I wanted badly to find a way to have Remy as the winner here because it's like would be such an upset. But I see no top in the big dog. I see Mickey Mouse coming up on top, and love to hear your guys' opinion.
I would like to say that both of these creatures,
they're rodents,
are known for their cunning and their wit. So I don't think there's an advantage there either. But I think when it comes down to it, and you look at a fight like this, I mean, the size advantage is just so massive. It might be hard for Mickey to pin Remy down, but I don't think there's any way in which Remy wins. I think he could hold out for a long time because he could be evasive. But I don't see it as a very fair fight.
I mean, Chris, it's like a throwback to our old wrestling days. It's like the Great Khali, that like 7'6" giant guy, versus like a little Mexican luchador. I mean, he can run around and use his speed for a long, long time, but eventually that dude's gonna grab a hold of him and chop his face in half. It's just gonna happen. Mm. There's no way around it.
All right, I would actually give the edge to Remy, and not just being a contrarian here, because think back to the movies. What do we know about Mickey and what do we know about Remy? Remy took down so many humans in that movie. Like, he made that weird little short chef guy, like, almost die and, like, put him in a river.
Almost die.
He took Linguini down multiple times. I mean, Linguini is just, he's just a guy. But I feel like he took control of him, and I feel like he's already bested some humans, and I would take humans over rats, mostly. So, I don't know. I feel like Remy could outwit Mickey Mouse in this. So, I'd give it to Remy. I'm going to write these down. Should I write these down?
Yeah, you should.
So, how is he outwitting him, though? Like, I just don't understand.
He's so much smaller. It's like a David and Goliath thing. He could just, like, get into his ears and make him, like, punch himself in the chin, I think.
All right. Okay. I respect it. I disagree, but I respect it.
I mean, I just don't see... Like, there's nothing that points to Mickey having any ability to fight in any shape or form.
That's true.
But the size is just, I just don't see it. I don't see a way. But I do like your take now that I think about it. Remy really does, like, I mean, he's a rat and he's basically commanding that kitchen.
He bested multiple humans in that movie.
Yeah, but it's just he doesn't have any help. Like, he almost, like, uses, like, obviously uses Linguini as almost, like, a pseudo form of himself when he's cooking.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just him.
I don't know. I give it to Remy. I mean, if you had to vote, should we vote on each one of these after we do it?
Yeah, we should.
All right. I'm team Remy. What do we got?
It's got to be Mickey.
I think it's clearly Mickey. Okay. I think you're a crazy person. This is off to a weird start.
Remy bested multiple humans in that movie, and Mickey has never bested a human. At best, he bested a dog. At best. So I'm out.
All right. Okay.
All right. That's fair. You know what, Weston? You made an argument that was actually not terrible for that, so I applaud you, sir.
All right, next one. I'll go first. The next one I have is a fish matchup between Little Mermaid and Winnie the Pooh, except instead of both of them being set in a pool within our cage, they're set in a pool of molasses. So what do you think?
Wait, all right.
Hold on.
So,
Back that up one more time.
Yes, so we have Little Mermaid before she walks, so it's like regular Ariel.
Right, right.
And Winnie the Pooh inside of a pool, except the pool is made of molasses instead of water. Not honey, molasses, which
can
is
I
a
make
little
two
thinner.
Points. Two
little
points,
thinner than
two points
honey.
Here. 2 points. You said a fish matchup. I want you to like tell us that you understand that Winnie the Pooh is not a fish.
Well, all right. There's a fish in the matchup, so I think it goes without saying. But we're featuring some sort of liquid in this. So I have Winnie and Little Mermaid in a pool of molasses, much thinner than honey, much thinner than honey. So you could eat some of it, but you also might be able to swim in it a little bit.
No, you would.
You might be able to swim in a little bit.
Molasses, I think, is actually thicker than honey. You understand that? Like, there's a saying is like slow as molasses, right?
Yeah, but slow as honey. Isn't that slower?
No, this is not a fight. It's literally just them both stuck in a pool of molasses.
Well, all right, so.
Hold on, back up. I mean, Kevin, I agree with you. It's a flawed premise, but let's attack it. Let's think about this in a logical way. Yeah. I think molasses is close enough to honey that Winnie is going to try to eat it.
Yes.
Okay? You would, absolutely.
That's a guarantee. Now, the fact of the matter is Winnie, I would say, is not known for his athleticism. and after eating all that molasses, he's going to get real tired. And he's going up against someone who it's not her native liquid. I'll be honest.
She was born in that liquid, I dare you.
But she is going to out-stamina Winnie, and just that's how she's going to do. She's going to wear him down and get the W. Guaranteed.
She's absolutely more fit. She's absolutely more fit. That's without a doubt. If I just like want to build off of Chris's point, too. Winnie is a glutton of sorts, would you say? He's going to overeat this molasses, without a doubt. We're talking a giant vat of molasses. He's not going to be able to contain himself. He is going to defeat himself in this. He's going to get
yes.
sick. He's going to not. He is going to die because
at the very least, at the very least, he's going to do a food coma, and then Ariel's knocking him out.
Precisely, you understand. Like he's really going to do the work himself. Ariel's not going to have to do much other than just survive. I mean, it's clear to me.
Yeah, this is a clear winning victory. It's clear. You both have brought me there, but I appreciate that you held my hand with the honey and molasses here.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I don't want to say it was a bad take. to put it.
There are no bad takes. In this game, in this game of creating false battles, there are no bad takes. All right, Chris.
Wait, can I clarify? Did you say Winnie would win?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Winnie, I agreed that Winnie would derail himself in a matter of
time. Okay. Just wanted to clarify, because you said Winnie would win, a clear Winnie win, and I was like, well, that can't be what you
meant.
Yeah,
no. Okay, no. Yes. All right. A clear Winnie.
Is it possible, though, that, like, here's the devil's advocate here. Is it possible that there's no winners in this battle, and that they're both just, like, end up suffocating in the molasses? Is that possible?
I think both
the molasses
these characters
is the winner.
Yeah, does a molasses win this? I think that's something we're really ignoring.
I feel
it's
like Ariel has to
like
be able to breathe under the molasses.
Consistent, like you cannot, like it's almost got a quicksandness to it.
I would say Ariel could breathe in the molasses. I believe in her.
In what way? There's no oxygen in molasses. It's not water.
But there's no water in molasses at all.
I mean, if you want to get in the chemistry of it, let's find that out.
I think Winnie still sinks before Ariel would sink, just from a stamina standpoint, I think
he's more
still
buoyant
wins.
Though. I think he's more buoyant.
I don't think so. All right, no, we've established that Little Mermaid is the winner here. Chris, it is your move. Your second.
I'm gonna go with a solid. I'm not gonna go with my best one. I'm gonna save for second. At least what I think is my best one. I really like it, but I'll go with first. I'm gonna go with a classic matchup of Mulan versus Tigger.
Mulan and Tigger. Oh. Wow, we have two
now,
Winnie
hold
the Pooh
on.
Characters.
Now let me frame this.
I was not expecting two
thinking.
Winnie the Pooh characters.
I know what you're thinking. Mulan's a great warrior.
You don't know what I'm thinking.
But let me frame it this way. Tigger is two things. He is still a tiger. That matters. And he has what I would call a superpower of being able to use his tail as a pogo stick, creating him a very, very mobile tiger. So I think it makes for a good matchup. What do you guys think?
Wes, you want to tackle this first? It seems like you wanted to jump on it, so go ahead.
Well, it's unbelievable that we've had two Winnie the Pooh characters in the first 10 minutes of this.
It was unexpected.
The least interesting really group was. Of people that I really thought that we could have had. While Tigger is a tiger, wow, that's a weird sentence. I don't think he has the aggression to be like a full, like, I'm just going to butt your head off tiger. I don't know, it's hard to say. I assume Mulan is a horse, or not a horse. I assume that Mulan has a sword in this battle, as she would, so... I'm going to give this to Mulan. I don't really know how else. I don't care that Tigger can jump. We're in a finite area. He can jump all day, but Mulan's just going to cut that tail off.
I mean, yeah, to go right off Wes here, I mean, she defeated the Hunts.
Yeah, she's not going to defeat Tigger.
Group of vicious warriors.
Come on.
Like, she literally is as swift as a coursing river with all the strength of a great typhoon.
Is that a song? Is that in the song?
Yeah.
Is that in the song?
Yeah. On all the strength of a raging fire, as serious as the dark side of the moon. She's all these things.
As the dark side of the moon. Yeah, I remember
now.
I think that's not quite it, but it's pretty good.
Give it to me.
I think it's unfair the way that you've not given Tigger any positive qualities.
You think Tigger's
now,
some bloodthirsty tiger.
Tigger has a lot of energy, right? He's known for that to be in a playful way. But when he's backed up against the wall, when it is life or death, I think that's going to switch. He's going to have a trigger. And he's just going to be—he's going to be so mobile. It's going to be very difficult. And I think he's going to find a way to beat Mulan.
Here's a good question for you, Chris. Looking up these questions. Are you sure Tigger has teeth?
Yes.
Have you ever seen him with teeth?
Uh oh. Fact check.
Have you ever seen his teeth before?
I'm looking at a picture right now.
Yeah.
He has teeth when he's smiling. I assume.
Have you ever seen a picture of him with teeth?
I told you I'm looking at one right now.
Wow, he has no teeth.
None. Chris, I've seen none.
He's no teeth.
He has no teeth.
Oh, it's over. It's all over. He has no teeth in any of these.
Not even like the fake sharp one.
Huh.
I mean, I gotta be honest, Chris. I was just thinking about this.
He doesn't even have claws.
In what way? So stamina's a thing, Chris. Stamina's a thing. But in what way is he doing damage to her?
Well, I thought he would be biting, but now that's all out the window.
He doesn't have teeth or claws.
I mean, I'm
He's
sorry
not doing
to do
anything.
It,
but... He just has round thumbs.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
He's basically a mascot. Like, he's basically like a mascot.
Well, it is a 5-year-old cartoon. Like, it's for babies. It's like the least common.
I mean, his only fighting that I think he could have a chance is he distracts her, and all of a sudden he bounces like up super high and just like, you know, body slam. That's really his only
shot.
Well,
I imagine his tail's quite strong. He could probably whip. He could probably whip with the tail, but
one would imagine. Yeah.
Now that there's the no teeth developments in here.
All right, I think
she defeated
the Hunts. I think it's Mulan.
She defeated the Hunts. She has a dragon best friend. It's no contest.
Clearly, Mulan is taking this. Yeah. I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. Kevin.
I mean, hot take. I might put up Mulan against just about anybody in the
team. Yeah, she's badass. Yeah. I mean, she climbed that pole with her feet or whatever. She's pretty badass.
Sure did. She sure did.
Kev, it's on you next. Okay.
So,
Wait, actually, before you go, I'm going to just
recap. I'm really
bummed I didn't
choose Tarzan. I was so close to choosing Tarzan instead of Mulan.
Tarzan's probably like a sweet better. Warrior.
But he doesn't have a sword.
All right.
Wait, hold on, Kev. I'm gonna give a recap. So we have Mickey versus Remy the Mouse, with Mickey as the winner. We have Ariel from Little Mermaid against Winnie the Pooh in a pool of molasses, where Winnie was the loser. And we have Mulan versus Tigger, and Mulan outclassed Tigger in every way. I'm seeing the battles in my head right now, and it didn't go well for Tigger. I assume she chopped the tail first and then went to the chest with the sword. Kev, next one. What do you got?
Well, I guess I'll just go right for the jugular with my most weird one. And you might have to do some looking up in it, but it is George Sanderson versus Cusco as a llama.
Oh, my God. I have a Cusco one in here, too. All right, that's good.
And
right,
so do you know who George Sanderson is?
I have no clue who George Sanderson is.
Is that George of the Jungle?
No, he is the quarantine guy from Monsters, Inc., the guy who has the sock on.
Oh, God, the 2419 or the 8419?
Yeah, 8419. 8419.
20,
guy,
oh, it's 20. All right, yeah, 2319.
Versus the llama from.
Versus Cusco as a llama.
Wow.
It's super random. That's why I thought it could lead to some great.
Wow.
Cusco as a llama, I feel like, is pretty badass. I mean, there are times where I feel like he outthinks people like he normally would because he's Cusco and he's just like so neurotic like that. But Cusco as a llama. I feel like he's bested. I'm trying to think of that movie. I haven't seen in so long. Did he best any people in that movie?
He's more of a bumbling idiot in that movie, I would say, right, Chris?
I would agree. Yeah.
No. There's not two bumbling idiots in that movie. It's Cusco is the brains and Kronk is the muscle. I don't think he's an idiot.
He at least does it in a goofy way. I guess you're right.
It's not Kronk. Pacha. Kronk is Yzma's assistant.
Oh, that's right. Pacha. Yeah.
Don't give Pacha a bad name. Pacha's like a smart, like, down-to-earth family man who's a farmer, and Cusco is kind of, well, I mean, once again, we're talking about, like, a young emperor who gets turned into a llama, so he's still very unfamiliar and That's not true. Very coordinated with his body.
That's true.
Mm. But we're also talking about a guy who literally cannot get out of his way to, like, not be quarantined and
he's just,
touch stuff he's not supposed to touch.
While Sanderson is a monster, the dude just has bad luck. So at the end of this fight, no matter what happens, it's just going to be Cusco putting like a tooth in like his arm or something, and he's just gonna bleed out because he just has bad luck. Or it's
precisely,
something bad's gonna happen. It's like Sanderson's luck is so bad in every situation. I think he get quarantined 3 times. Like
yes, that's like the running gag throughout the whole thing. Every time he's like, yeah, I'm back on the job, and he like touches a teddy bear, and they go get him. It's like every single time he's ever done anything. Oh, and then the one time the guy's about to call 2319, and he like punches him in the face. Remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, so he is strong, but we're talking about a guy, the luck factor is what I want to focus on here. You know, you assume big monster type. I mean, he's a bad monster. Let's get it straight. He's not very good at his job, but I think the luck factor is something where I think this could be our first true upset. I'm going to do it. I think that kind of what you said, it's not something's going to go wrong at the end, and Cusco's going to stumble into it. I'm going Llama Cusco over Sanderson.
Yeah, this is Llama Cusco for me, too.
I'm gonna go against you guys. I think it's gonna be Sanderson. I think he's built up enough bad luck that it's bound to turn, and this is when it's gonna turn.
Oh, the
contrarian play. Solid
matchup
for him. He's got the size. He's got the strength. It all comes down to luck, and I think it's gonna go in his favor. I think he's got this.
So what your thought process here is? So many bad things have happened. They can't like instead of the you know dude's in a slump. You're just saying like he's due.
Here's the other thing. He's been in so many near-death situations with these quarantines. Never died. Never been taken down. He's a fighter.
I'll give you that. And he does have a horn. Let's not underestimate the fact that he does have a weapon on his body.
Oh, horn. Oh, my God.
He has a single horn.
That's what you said.
Yeah. But there's a way that I could see himself almost impaling himself.
In
with his horn on his head?
Yeah, I don't know. He'd find a way.
Don't underestimate like, the luck of George Sanderson.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
well.
I could see him, like, ramming himself into a wall of sorts or a tree. I mean, I'm assuming this is a Hunger Games environment. Like, he could get himself stuck. Then what's he gonna do?
No, I don't think I would say the steel cage is more of a there's no nature in it. It is
yeah,
just
I don't
a
think
cage.
You're playing off that. I think it's more of like a flat plains area.
Yeah.
Okay, well then he'd find a way to get himself stuck in the ground. Like
okay.
He's that guy.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Kevin banking on the fact that Sanderson is going to get his head and horn stuck into the ground.
Not hard. That's not hard to think.
All right.
He goes to ram with his horn. He trips. All of a sudden, spikes his horn into the ground, and all of a sudden, he's stuck.
Same all right. Well, my vote is Mr. George Sanderson. He's getting the Dubbin.
All right. Well, that's fine. You can have that opinion, but you're wrong.
You're wrong. It's Llama Cusco all day. And it's not just because I think that Emperor's New Groove is maybe the most criminally underrated Disney movie of all time, but we'll not talk about that. That's not what this is about.
Well, it's not even as good as Kronk's New Groove.
You stop that. You stop that right
Kronk
now.
Kronk is the main character. It's next level.
He does make a mean spinach puff.
He does. All right. All right. It's my turn or Chris's turn? What order do we do
it
last
It is
time?
Your
it's
turn.
Yours, Wes.
All right. I have a strange matchup here. I have Aladdin's Magic Carpet versus Tantor from Tarzan, the massive elephant.
Wow.
We have a true brains versus brute matchup. The carpet is very clever.
Let me take this first.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's very clear the carpet is going to win, and it's not just because Aladdin is the best Disney. But the carpet has the brains and the speed in this matchup. When Tartan tries to step, you best believe the carpet's coming in underneath, sweeping the leg, Johnny, knocking him down, and then it's over.
Star
it's
Wars
over.
Style, right?
Yeah, it's over.
All I'll say here is we've seen a preview of this matchup in a way. The fact that Abu has turned into an elephant. Am I wrong?
Yes, he was turned into an elephant.
And I know I haven't seen it in a while. I'm pretty sure at one point the magic carpet has happened to be trampled by an elephant.
I don't remember this.
He gets stuck under an
Give
elephant.
Give me more. Talk
but
to me more.
Maybe he doesn't, but like, can you not see that happening? Like, obviously he's spinning around, like doing his thing, flying around, doing his thing. And Greg Christie tries to cut the legs. All Tartan has to do is just lift that massive fucking, like, what would you call it? Not a hoof, obviously, giant foot.
Let's call it a leg.
Call
for
leg.
God's sake, let's call it a
just
leg.
Just smash down, and then it's over. Where's he going? It's a carpet.
All right, but all right. In that same,
it's not a big carpet either.
It's a carpet, right. But it's probably the size of the leg, to be honest. But
yeah, but one leg.
All right. Well, what Chris was saying, this is like the AT-AT Star Wars thing, where the thing is just so massive, it has no like. You think Tantor is going to be moving left and right with his head and seeing where the carpet is, and like, no, this carpet is going to run circles around him. And it's also unclear if the carpet can die. It's a carpet. How does it die? Does it have a heart? Burn it. Where's an elephant going to make a fire?
He is magic.
He's a magic carpet.
And not known for being smart in the movie. Like, he's very not. He's very the opposite.
Exactly. If you step on the carpet, I think it's
alive advantages here. He's got the speed. He's got the brawn. He's got the mobility. It's just like there's no way Tantor or any elephant for that reason can hold him down. It just can't happen.
You're underestimating his trunk now, aren't you?
No, I don't think I am.
Fucking trunk.
Have you watched an elephant try to move a trunk? It ain't going that fast. It ain't going as fast as a magic carpet, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, sure fat, that magic carpet was riding around the world in like a couple of minutes. They were just all
bro.
Over the place.
It's insane.
I think it's going to be caught by a trunk.
What does that do in a fight? But what does that do in a fight?
Well, it eludes the trunk. It eludes the trunk, and it eludes probably a step from a foot. And again, even
How
if
he
does he step
damage?
On him, I don't think the carpet can die.
Kevin, here's the other thing. Is like, so the carpet's got the little ends. He used those as hands, pretty much. He has so many options. He could tickle the elephant to make him fall over. It's just like, it's just going to be at time after time making him fall over, knocked down, that he's just going to, he might not kill him, but he's going to tap out. The elephant's going to tap out.
He's going to
He's not going to want anymore.
He's going to be like, all right, I'm done with
it. It's funny. We're giving all of the advantages to the little smart people, it seems like.
Well, because we're trying to play devil's advocate too much, and I want to go against you. It's a fucking elephant.
It's a magic carpet,
against
Kevin.
A carpet. That is not a big carpet. It's different than the AT-AT thing from Star Wars. No, you
Kevin,
stop.
You're being so
it's
offensive
different.
Right now. You just keep saying carpet. It's a magic carpet.
Just a carpet.
Magic.
He says. God.
He is a second-rate sorcerer.
All right.
Second-rate.
Wow.
Votes. I need votes.
Disrespect.
I need names
he's
and votes.
He's basically Chris Angel.
How
he's
dare
the
you.
Worst magician.
Weston, can
I'm
we
canceling.
Just kick him off
I'm
now?
Canceling
this is
this podcast.
Unbelievable.
I'm canceling this podcast. That's unbelievable. Now you're just getting to blasphemous. That's unbelievable.
It's the elephant. I know I'm wrong.
Well, I'm glad you know you're wrong. So
yeah.
I'm aware of it.
It's fine. You're wrong. Chris, your turn. I'm giving it All to right. the magic carpet, obviously. It's so clear.
This is a,
it's clear as day.
This is another matchup where it's sort of David versus Goliath. We have the Beast.
God damn it.
The Beast. Versus all seven of the dwarves. But the dwarves do have their pickaxes. But the beast is a large man.
Oh, he's a beast.
He's a large beast.
He is strong. It's been proven. The beast is hella rich.
All right, so the beast would obviously just tear through some of these dwarves. However, I don't know. Are there, like, good dwarves? Are there good ones that are good at fighting? I don't even know what their names are.
Well, let me get them up real quick. I got them for you. So, the seven dwarves.
Yeah, that's where you run it down. All right, we got Sneezy, Sleepy, Happy, Doc, Grumpy, Dopey, and Bashful.
Oh, so let's run this down real quick.
None of those seem like fighters at all.
No, let's run this down real quick. Sleepy's dead first. Happy ain't doing shit. Bashful's gonna be too afraid to fight. Sneezy's gonna be too easy. Like,
he'll be sneezing.
Know, sneezing the whole time. Dopey's gonna be like, oh, what do I do with this pickaxe? All of a sudden, easy. So you got, like, Doc, presumably an old man who can't really fight that much, and Grumpy. So basically we're talking about an old man dwarf and an angry dwarf with pickaxes against a gigantic beast man who is, you know, claws, teeth, the whole deal. Mm. I mean,
I think when they have their backs up against the wall, they're going to show their true colors.
They're named axes. after an emotion.
I just like the concept. More or less. Can I counter with a different concept?
Yeah.
It's a similar thing. Now, I understand. I agree with you. I was hoping there would be a little bit more debate before you got behind the
Sleepy and Bashful. I have a thing.
Yeah,
here.
They just do nothing.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm thinking about this and so they all have axes, but even if that all these all the dwarves are like doing weird things, whether Happy, Grumpy, Bashful, whatever, sneezing, there are scenes in that movie where they're all working in a mine together, and they have great camaraderie. They looks like they work in a team really well together. And if they all got freaking axes, I don't think it's out of the question that seven people, the seven people who work well together could take down a beast with axes. I think I may have just talked myself out of this.
I'm glad you went there, because that was my initial thoughts, and then I looked into I was like, oh, well, it's only six, because Sleepy's sleeping, and Dopey he's not going to know what the hell's going on. But I like that. I think that they do work well as a team together. And I think seven can overwhelm even a beast. Those pickaxes are pretty solid. I mean, it's only going to take one shot, really.
Yeah.
Guys, we got to look at, look at the movies that they were in and see, like, the... So
I'm watching the mine scene right now.
We're talking about Gaston and a mob. Could not take down the beast.
I am watching.
And nobody was as quick as Gaston or as thick as Gaston.
I'm watching.
I don't remember the rest of the lyrics.
Kevin's quoting of the songs and just like sort of like awkwardly speak rapping them is great.
God.
Well, I'm just telling you, we grew up on these movies. I remember it. No one's as slick as Gaston, as quick as Gaston. No one's neck is as incredibly thick as Gaston. That guy could not beat the beast.
Yeah,
you're
like
telling me fucking Dopey.
I like to put a pickaxe through that neck.
Are going to be effective in taking.
Now, Kevin, I do like Weston's point, but I do agree with you. I think the beast would win.
I mean,
and
it's,
I think
it's
Weston. I think when you think about it, when you boil it down, I think you're on the same side as that. The size matchup is just insane.
It's too overpowering.
Dwarves. Think about how small the dwarves are. The dwarves are not even. They're like to the knees of Snow White, and the beast is like, I don't know, foot and a half, 2 feet taller than a normal sized woman.
The beast is not like a Wolverine. He's fucking yoked. Like, he's huge. Look at a picture of the beast from, like, the old school. Like, he's fucking huge. He's not just, like, a foot or two taller than Belle. He's, like, double her size. He's, like, double the size of a normal human being.
I don't think that's... I mean, he's not double the size, but...
I mean, look it up, man.
I'm looking at it. What do you mean?
He's got to be 8 feet tall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not double.
It's close to double.
Kev, how tall do you think humans are?
Yeah, wait, what's happening?
Do you think men are 4 feet tall?
Oh, what if she's like 5 feet tall? But that's like, I mean, possible. Thickness, man, thick.
Okay.
He's been hitting the gym. He's doing his whey protein.
Anyways,
all right.
I think we can all agree that the beast wins, right? Are we all in agreement?
Yeah, beast. All
right. I would agree with that.
It's team
now
beast.
Let me pivot just slightly.
Just get away a pack of wolves. Guys.
Okay, let me pivot just slightly. The beast. Versus all 101 Dalmatians.
Oh God!
Oh God! Well, you know what?
Is that enough things to defeat the beast?
Well, it's relevant to what I just said. Remember, he completely scared away a pack of ravaged wolves.
But there's no scaring them away in this situation.
So they're just gonna bite him to death, like little all bites to death.
I need to know these Dalmatians. Are they all out at once, or do they come out in like droves?
All there at once.
Mm.
It's not in drove. It's not like a battle. It's not the, what do they call that? The Royal Rumble kind of deal. They're all there. The beast has to defeat them.
Are they all fully grown, or are there like a lot of puppies too?
I mean, there's variations. I would say there's all ages.
I think the Beast is.
The Beast, but like that's a lot. That's the, like 101 is a lot. They might just nibble it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God. I have no more insight. That's what I have.
I mean, I
think the Beast still wins.
I think the Beast still wins. Yeah.
I think the Dalmatians' attack would be just too linear. They couldn't mix it up. And while they're coming from all sides, the Beast can pretty much just swing around and hit all of them off. So I think the Beast still wins. But I just like the concept, since the Beast is just such a heavy favorite, of just facing him off against a bunch of different things, not just one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, a large portion of them, you know, are puppies too.
That's true. That's true. There are babies in there. Can't sleep.
A lot of
that.
Babies in there.
Okay. All right. I'm writing that down as a win for the Beast.
But I like it though.
Kev, is it you?
Yeah, win for the Beast. I like where your head's at though, Chris. That was pretty good.
All right, before you go, I'm gonna just recap these last couple. So we have the Beast versus the Seven Dwarves. Advantage Beast. We have Aladdin's Magic Carpet versus Tandor from Tarzan. Clear winner to the Magic Carpet. That was clear as day. And what was the other one? We did the George Sanderson versus Cusco the Llama, and Cusco was the winner.
Yep. Yeah.
So, Kev, it is
your
turn.
I think when
we
look back on this, that's going to seem like the weirdest one. I just want to point that out.
Well, that's what I was going for.
Kev,
you want to be as random as possible.
Well, it's going to seem like the weirdest winner.
Kev, give me one, man.
All right, here it is. There's nothing nuanced about this. It's just the two strongest guys in the Disney universe, if you will. It's Mr. Incredible versus Hercules. Have at it.
Oh.
We're talking about a general Superman versus a demi.
Hercules in demigod form, obviously.
Yeah, like bless my soul, Herc is on a roll, that one, you know. Not
yes.
The down in the dumps.
Well, I think a regular person would have said, yeah, you know, before he became a god again and beat all those things, became a true hero. But no, Kev's like, you know, yeah, Herc is on a roll. That's the Herc that we're talking about here. I appreciate you. That's the second song you brought into the pod today.
Third.
Can we do this is unrelated, but related. Can we do a podcast later this week where Kevin just does like slam poetry versions of Disney songs?
Yep.
All right. I just want that to be out there somewhere.
So be like a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view.
Yeah.
My hands are moving, like, by the way, if you can't see.
No, I can feel it. I can feel it moving.
Yeah. You've been to a coffee shop before. Go ahead. Have at it.
Okay. All right. This matchup is interesting, but I think it ultimately comes down to Hercules is a demigod. Mm. Now, a superhero is impressive, right? I mean, it's impressive.
It's good.
Obviously. But a demigod?
I think it's another level.
Hercules has what Mr. Incredible has. He's just better at it. So I think he ultimately ends up winning, although it's a fascinating matchup.
It seems like Hercules is more of the Superman, and Mr. Incredible is actually more of like a Batman guy. It seems like he's a little more grounded. And he doesn't have quite the level of... I don't know why I think this, though. I don't really have any good... I don't have any
he's
good
not
proof.
Really Batman, though, because he's like...
No, he has super...
This man is like lifting a fucking trains.
Like, yeah, but like he's dragging trains with like muscles. Like, I feel like I've seen that on ESPN3.
Yeah, but if
no,
we're...
No, he wasn't
we're
dragging
like,
trains. He was like doing... He was lifting them. He was, yeah. He was like kicking them around with it.
I agree with you, but Kevin, if we're in a flat plane covered by a steel cage, where is that functionally helping you? Mm. You know? Like, I understand his power. I just don't think it's functional in the matchup unless they're wrestling or they get into a grappling situation. And even then, Hercules is strong, too.
Hercules is stronger. I'm saying it. He's stronger.
If I can look at it, it really would be a fantastic matchup. But you look at, like, you know, their resumes, basically, like who they've defeated. I mean, Mr. Incredible in the movie defeats, I mean, a smart guy I have at it with lots of technology, but basically, like, a man-child.
Yeah.
And Hercules defeats the Greek equivalent to the devil.
Yep. And Titans. All right, wait. In case this needed any more proof, in addition to Hercules having a shield and a sword, and Mr. Credible not having either of those things, I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, in Greek mythology, doesn't Hercules hold up the world for like a couple hundred years while Atlas is like doing stuff? He comes back and is like, oh, Atlas, here, take the world back. And he's like, all right, well, I guess I'll take it back. He like holds up the entire world for like a couple hundred years, so I think he's stronger than Mr. Incredible. Do you need any more proof?
But that is not Disney Hercules.
That is Hercules.
That is Greek mythology. Hercules.
That is all. No, it's what we know about Hercules.
It's got to be all on the table.
Everything's on the table. There are no rules.
But Wes, I do want to harp back on one thing. I think Hercules wins this matchup even without a sword and shield.
Me too.
I think Mr. Incredible, while impressive, I don't think he has any advantages over Hercules in a matchup. Like you said, Hercules is stronger. He's obviously a demigod. He's probably I just don't think Mr. Incredible has anything where he could beat him. And that's normally where we have these situations where that guy has, at least has the wit. But Hercules is a fucking god. He knows things.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
He's not going to be outwitted.
Demigod. So, demigod.
Fair enough.
But now let me tweak it. How about Hercules versus the Incredible, period? Does he still win?
No, I don't think so.
He's still kind of a god.
He's still a god.
I don't think he wins. I don't think he wins.
That's pretty overwhelming.
He's still tougher than any opponent they've ever fought.
Sure. But I think it's a numbers game at that point.
But he's a god.
I don't think Hercules can hold him off.
Yeah.
Does Hercules have his sword and shield in this situation?
Yeah, yes. He does in this situation.
Okay, that changes. I think the Incredibles might not be. I don't think they work great as a team. I'll be honest. I think they're a little dysfunctional.
If you saw Incredibles 2, you might disagree. Incredibles 2, they work
Incredibles
together.
Incredibles 2, I'll be honest. So I'm just going off my Incredible One's knowledge.
Yep.
So I think they're a little dysfunctional, and if that's the case, and Hercules can take out one maybe a little early, I think he can start running the table. But if they play well as a team, if they attack well as a team, I think the Incredibles have that.
I mean, you can't underestimate, Chris, the power of Jack-Jack, though, in this.
That's fair.
He's got like 17, well, how many powers? Like 32 different powers?
A lot.
But he doesn't really know how to use it.
It's true. He's a loose cannon out there.
Right, so, I mean, it could be friendly fire at that point. You don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a real variable.
All right, so we'll give it to Hercules over Mr. Incredible, and that was the official one.
Toss-up on the other one.
Yeah. All right, so I have a strange one here. It's a little...
Like
it. It's playing loose with our rules, but we're going to go with it and tell me what you think. In the Thunderdome, we have Kid Simba versus an infinite amount of booze from Monsters, Inc.
Infinite?
Infinite amount of booze from Monsters, Inc. It is not a question of... who will win, because there are an infinite amount of booze. The question is, can Simba survive for 1 year in the Thunderdome with an infinite amount of booze constantly coming out? And
what's
the
being like, Kitty!
Let me,
Kitty.
All right, sorry, hold on, give me. So Simba, anytime he sees a Boo, he immediately goes to kill the Boo. And once that Boo is dead, another one comes back. And in this situation, Simba does not need to eat, but he does get tired.
Are they just surrounding him?
No, there is one Boo at a time. And as soon as the Boo is killed, Simba gets another Boo. So it's an infinite amount of Boos, but every time Simba sees a Boo, he has to kill the Boo. He doesn't need to eat, but he does get tired. Who wins?
He'd go insane.
No, here's the thing. I think...
Or maybe he eats the Boos.
I don't know. Boo is a child. So Simba kills the Boos until he gets tired enough. Then he has to sleep. I think Boo legitimately just goes and sleeps next to Simba. I don't think attacks at all. I think it's excited that it now has a pet friend.
A kitty, if you will.
And then Simba awakes, kills that Boo, and the cycle just resets. I think if he doesn't have to eat, well, he might just eat the Boos, I guess. Then
yeah, I guess he eats the Boos.
Where do the bodies of the Boos go? Because that's interesting. When the next Boo spawns and sees a million Boo bodies hanging out, they might have a different reaction.
Yeah, that's true. They could get angry.
I still think Simba has it. It's Kid Simba, but yeah, I think you got to go with the lion in that situation. You just got to go practical there.
I want to play devil's advocate though and say it's a year. Yeah, so last year.
A year, a full year. Who could do that?
He might end up going insane.
A year in a Thunderdome killing babies?
He might go insane. And again, I can't think every fucking time he kills one and one comes back, he's immediately gonna get like a screech and a kitty in the voice.
Yeah.
I can't do it. But
he's gonna hear
Kevin,
in his dreams.
After years of
him going crazy, like, are you banking on the fact that Simba is going to then turn on himself and kill himself?
Maybe. You never know.
I didn't want to go there and be dark, but why does it have to be death? Like, he just like concedes and he wants out of the Thunderdome.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
He taps out.
He just taps out.
Everything's in play. An infinite amount of booze.
I'm going infinite amount of booze.
Yeah, I think booze is gonna win.
I'm taking Simba. I like his mental. I like it.
Yeah, but Kid Simba? Chris, Kid Simba is not strong mentally.
Kid Simba watched his father trampled by a snake.
Yeah, that dude's
That's
fucked.
What I'm
he, was, he was eating slugs in like 2 days. The kid dude was fucked.
Yeah, he was in a bad place.
He's not mentally stable.
No, it's clear, Chris.
I just disagree. I want to be, I'll be blunt. I think Simba's got it because it's also a year. Simba will grow. Simba will grow, and he'll grow into know that killing the Boos is what he's supposed to do so he can get out and rule his land.
The Boos know it too. That's the thing. They learn. They grow. They grow too.
Do they? Because yes. It's a new boo.
Yeah, but it's like a, I don't know, it's a day older boo, I guess.
So you're saying the boos, but do the boos have the knowledge from the previous boo? Is it one subconscious operating?
No, it's not omnipresent.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But maybe they see some boo carcass out there, and like, hey, this person looks just like me. Why is it dead in this Thunderdome?
Yeah, but by that point, Simba's already killed them.
Maybe the first couple hundred. But once we get to that 500-600 boo, anything's in play.
Yeah. I mean, it's boo, Chris, in my mind.
It's boo. It's boo, Chris. You're wrong.
I disagree. But let's move.
All right, last one. This is going to be our last one.
All right, I like this one. And it's just two characters I really like, so I wanted to match them up against each other. We got the infamous Aladdin versus the man, the myth, the legend, Rafiki.
Rafiki
does have his staff, so that's relevant. But Aladdin versus Rafiki.
Does Aladdin have his carpet, his lamp, or his monkey?
No, Aladdin just has what's on his back. Nothing. God. Just clothes. It's just Aladdin, a cunning thief, versus Rafiki, who's a surprisingly athletic.
Yes.
Old monkey.
But
old
Aladdin
wise,
did jump from building
old
to
and
building.
Wise.
Oh, there's so much craft in this matchup. It's crazy. Yeah.
You could break this one down for hours.
I mean, Rafiki can be bloodthirsty. I mean, that is a baboon. Let's not make, like, Aladdin does not, he's not a killer. So he might kill reluctantly, but Rafiki is going to come at you with that baboon teeth. And he's going to scream and roar, whatever monkeys do. And he's going to get in your face.
Yeah, but Aladdin is a survivor. I mean, he was living on the street with just him and his monkey, stealing to live and getting around big guards with swords at all times. He's really cunning and a survivor.
Yeah, so but was he going to die?
I don't think
Was he going to die in that movie without the lamp? Like, you could say that Aladdin is all lamp. What substance does he have without the lamp?
Well, he can't overcome. He almost got locked in there. I mean,
but he got
he's
out.
A fighter. I know, I'm saying he almost got locked in there. He's a fighter.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He survives. He's a survivor.
Mm. Right.
He is a survivor.
We're talking, like, I don't see him succumbing necessarily to a baboon. Although, my first instinct was Rafiki wins. Does Rafiki have teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Check this.
Dude, Rafiki has teeth.
Rafiki has teeth.
Rafiki right. is
he
an
also
actual
has
monkey.
The staff. Which I think is an interesting thing its own, because Aladdin is known for being a thief, and I think if he could somehow get the staff, he has a very clear advantage. I think the staff
could
swing the fight one way or
well,
the other.
Here's what we know about the staff, though, is that Simba took the staff from Rafiki so easily.
That's
so
what I'm
easily.
Saying.
He
so
just
I think
took his
Aladdin,
stick.
I think Aladdin has the advantage. I think at the start he'll be behind the eight ball. The other person has a weapon and is also cunning. And like I said, surprisingly athletic. But I think Aladdin will find a way to steal the staff and defeat Rafiki.
Also, keep in mind here, Rafiki is kind of a wild card. He's kind of crazy.
That's
he's
true.
A little wild. He's got that crazy look in his
eyes. That's true.
And when you're in a fight to the death, one-on-one, you always bet on the crazy.
That's true.
Always.
God damn it, Kev, you just convinced me. I'm going back to Rafiki. I'm going back.
And I convinced myself you bet on the crazy guy.
I think it's fair to say this is the most 50-50 matchup we've come up with.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
But
more than Winnie the Pooh and molasses? No.
I am a ride or die Aladdin guy, first and foremost. Guaranteed. So I'm riding with my guy Aladdin.
And I love Aladdin too, Chris, but I just don't see a way that Aladdin without the genie is able to overcome just a crazy baboon with a staff.
Yeah.
Also,
just,
fun fact for you. You can cut this out, but do you know the voice of Rafiki in Lion King? Is T'Challa's dad in the movies?
I did not know that.
There you go.
Asante sana squash banana.
Yeah, what if you just keep singing? Asante sana squash banana. Aladdin will go crazy.
Yeah, he'd be like, yo, can you stop? I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, Rafiki's too crazy to not win. Like, I can just imagine a man getting screamed at by a baboon with, like, those crazy teeth. And yeah, that's it. I think it's Rafiki. I'll vote Rafiki. I feel like it's close, though. It is close.
It's a toss-up. This
it's
is
definitely
this
the
is
most
the
skill
closest.
Matchup. It's not like one thing really sways it. I think it's a real skill matchup. I think if you fight this one 10 times, it might go 6-4, but it's real close.
Okay.
So if it's a toss up, but it's Rafiki in our decision.
Yeah, it's Rafiki.
I'm still riding with Aladdin, but
appreciate it. Now, Wes, I'll let you sum it up, but I just want to like to end it. I have a little question for you guys. Was there a character that you really like wanted to put in a fight, but you couldn't quite find a matchup that like worked or was interesting or made sense?
Because
I had one.
Yeah, I had a very clear one. If I can go, Yeah, I had two really that I liked.
No, no, give us one. Give us your best one.
I have one.
Oh, it was Stitch by far.
It was Stitch too. I wanted Stitch too.
All right, well, I'll give you another one then. I'll give you another Stitch. It just couldn't make it sense. I really wanted to put Dumbo in a fight.
Yes, me too. Yes.
Because I thought a flying elephant would just add an element that was just I didn't know how we were going to combat it, but I couldn't find one that would be good. So
that's pretty good.
I also wanted Jiminy Cricket.
That's an interesting one. I thought about doing Dumbo versus Timon. But only because Dumbo's also afraid of mice, so he might be afraid of Timon. So it might just be this like weird like
Timon's
stalemate.
Timon's not a mouse, Chris.
Yeah, but it's close enough that he's probably scared of it still. Doesn't matter. Let's not get into it.
No, Dumbo would have been a good one. I like that. The only one I had that I didn't choose was also from the same show that you guys had. I had Nani from Lilo and Stitch, the thick older sister, and I thought she would have been good.
That's good stuff.
She's badass, dude. She's like Mulan. She's badass.
Well, you guys know I wanted to do Darla, the girl in the dentist's office from Nemo.
Oh, that's right.
Versus Sid from Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Hold on. Don't step on your stuff. We'll save it for part two.
Oh, part two?
Yeah, leave your stuff. I might delete that out. So keep your stuff for later.
Do you want me to wrap it up here? Wes?
Yeah, bring us home. I'm so hungry. I need to get out of here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for hanging in with us, for doing a little something, you know, a little different for Podcast and Chill. It's not your typical guess the lines kind of thing.
God, you're
There's
so
actually
corny.
No gambling in it at all.
In a way, there's a lot of gambling in it because we're putting up lines with all of these matchups.
We should have said lines. That would
we
be
should
funny.
Have said lines. That
maybe
fun.
For part two, we'll do that. But just want to thank the listeners for being so loyal to me. You know, I know the
God,
view,
I hate
the,
you.
The
Why
listenership
do I let you do this?
Numbers go up when I'm here.
That's not true.
So I just wanted to say it.
It's not necessarily backed by fact.
And I love you guys.
I can't confirm that. Good things to
first
come.
First of many, me and Chris back in the mix. It should be fun.
All right, fellas. I'm going home to eat. I got some oatmeal cookies waiting for me. And,
ooh, nice.
Yes.
That's not... You're talking about like eating like you're starving. You're like, I'm going to eat oatmeal cookies.
Well, that's
like,
what's
like,
waiting
wow.
for me. I don't know what else is waiting for me. But that is the thing I know. So, so I guess I usually wrap up too sometimes. For... Chris, I don't even. What is your handle again? Your Twitter handle?
At ChrisDrain22.
At ChrisDrain22. At KevDrain44. I mean, what do you have, Kev? God, you guys have like screen names. It's nonsense.
That's precisely it. Is
KevDrain44. Dope.
Also, I don't have a lot. I don't know what you're talking about.
At Weston Blazy on Twitter. That's my real name. No numbers. It's just me. At Pod_Chill on Twitter. And I'm probably gonna post. I'll probably post like matchup tweets of all these. Might be good. And then we'll just put them out in a series of nonsense. But all right, boys, I'm going home. Goodbye. The tri-state.
Everyone be looking out for Kevin's Slam Poetry podcast coming out later this week.
It's going to have its own
feed. It's going to be big. If I could just give a preview.
No,
just give a preview.
I'm cutting you off.
Little Mermaid. No, Little Mermaid's going to make a big appearance, everyone. All right? Under the sea. Under the sea.
Good talk to you guys as always.
Later. Kevin said he'll be here in 90 segundos because he left his... No. Kev said he'll be here in 90 segundos. He left his headset in El Segundo.